Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. On the last episode, we saw that the Purple Ninjas and Dr. Stinky Breath have actually started to control the minds of the teachers. Thankfully, Jaden and Ava got one of the hats, so maybe they'll be able to figure it out how it works and figure out a way out to stop them? Not exactly sure, but let's see what happens next. Today was the first day of school. Jaden and Ava were both worried about how the day would go if their teachers were actually being mind-controlled by Dr. Stinky Breath. "Oh, what's that smell?" said Ava as she walked off the school bus.
"Oh, it's the same smell from yesterday, but like 10 times worse," said Jaden.
"I hope our plan works. Let me check with Mr. Jim to see if it's almost ready."
"Shh, Mr. Jim, are we ready to activate Operation Scarecrow yet?"
"Almost, just finishing giving all the birds the training they need. I'll let you know when we're ready."
"Shh, I can't believe you were right, Jaden. Everything you told me the other day seemed too far-fetched. I didn't want to believe you. I wanted a nice, normal summer day. But unfortunately, I was wrong. And I'm so sorry, Jaden."
"It's okay, Ava. Now we just have to figure out how to get these hats off the teachers' heads. Hopefully, Operation Scarecrow will do the trick." Principal Patel greeted them at the door as they were walking inside of the school.
"Good morning, students. Here is your new required clothespins for your nose."
"Hey, why do we have to wear this?"
shouted one of the kids.
"Because the school smells like a sewer?"
"Oh no, it's for school spirit. Come on in and find your new seats in your new classroom,"
said Principal Patel as he pointed the way for them to follow.
"I'm not wearing one of those clothespins," said Ava. "It makes you sound exactly like a purple ninja."
"Ava, do you think that's part of their plan? To turn us all into purple ninjas?"
"Well, there's no way it's going to work on us." They finally made it to their classroom, and it smelled even worse than the hallways. Jaden and Ava were some of the only ones in the school who hadn't put their clothespins on their noses. There were some other spies that went to their school, so they were all a part of this big plan of saving the school. And they would soon find out that even the clothespins were a part of Dr. Stinky Breath's master plan. Meanwhile, up in the Stinky Blimp Lab, the Purple Ninjas were typing away very fast on several computers.
"Okay, we need to enter mass production of our clothespins. We need more clothespins for phase two."
Did we already use all the clothespins we had?"
"Yeah, remember we gave all our clothespins to that principal last night."
"Oh yeah.
If we're going to have a successful rollout of phase two, we need about 10,000 more clothespins with built-in frequency receivers."
"Oh, Purple Ninjas, how are we doing today? Are we ready for phase two?"
asked Dr. Stinky Breath.
"Well, not quite yet. We need to break into the clothespin manufacturing plant and steal about 10,000 clothespins that we can modify for those frequency receivers."
"I thought that we had already done this. Professor Sticky Fingers, I need you to help these Purple Ninjas and make sure they don't make any mistakes."
"Oh boy, why of course, boss. Don't worry about a thing."
"I don't like it when you tell me not to worry, because it feels like that's exactly what I should be doing with you."
Back at school, Ava and Jaden were both feeling a little sick from the horrible smell that filled their classroom. Jaden's pocket buzzed at the sound of his walkie-talkie.
"Bzz, bzz, bzz, bzz. Excuse me, Mrs. H, can I go to the bathroom?"
"Yes, Jaden, but please do make sure to put on your clothespin on your nose when you come back,"
said his teacher.
Yeah, okay." He leaned down to Ava and said, "I just got a message from Mr. Jim. Wait like 2 minutes, and then I think it's time for you to open the window over there. I'm going to make sure to relay this to the other spies in school. Operation Scarecrow is now active."
Jaden walked out of the door of his classroom and headed to the bathroom. He made sure to tap each classroom door with the secret spy knock.
two knocks and one doorknob wiggle. This would let the other spies in each classroom know it was almost time.
Shh! Hey, Mr. Jim, I made it back to the bathroom. How's the plan coming?
Shh!
Hey, that's great, Jaden. Well, the birds are already here. I just need to make sure that every classroom has a window that's open so the birds can fly in and pull the hats off of the teachers' heads.
Shh! My teacher's gonna lose it, said Jaden. She's terrified of birds. But I guess this is the best way to save the school.
Shh! Yeah, our birds are trained, so they're not going to hurt anyone, don't worry, said Mr. Jim. They only have one mission in their little bird brains, to save the school.
Shh! It's so crazy that those little magnets inside of the hats can control someone's mind, said Jaden.
Shh! Yes, it is. They are targeted towards the frontal lobe, which is a section of the brain that's where you make your decisions. They've basically hacked the frontal lobe of anyone who's wearing those hats.
Shh. So are the birds going to be able to pull the hats off? Asked Jaden.
Shh. Oh yeah, we equipped the birds with strong magnetic leg bands, which will help deactivate the hat and allow the birds to pull the hats off the teachers. But the other part of the hat we found is that they also seem to be communicating with another device. Did the school happen to hand out anything today?
Shh, the clothespins!
Jaden grabbed the clothespin out of his pocket and took a closer look.
Yeah, they're making everyone wear these clothespins over their noses to help with the bad smell, I hear, but I can see it's a little tiny antenna. Yeah, there's an antenna built into this thing. It looks like the hats are communicating with the clothespins somehow.
Shh, that is crazy. Good find, Jaden.
Well, the birds should be there any minute. I hope the plan works. I'll send a team over to the clothespin factory just to make sure that nothing gets stolen from there. Over and out.
Shh.
Up in the stinky blimp lab, the purple ninjas were about to jump out of the blimp to fly down to the clothespin factory.
Guys, do you see all those birds over there? Why are they all flying this way?
I don't know, Steve. Birds do what they want. Don't worry about them. The professor should be getting everything ready at the factory for us.
The birds just... Oh, dear. They just flew in the school windows.
They what?
Yeah. Look now. They're flying away.
The purple ninja grabbed his binoculars and said,
They took our hats. What are those birds doing? Steve, get those birds. They stole our mind control hats.
What are you talking about? What's all the screaming? What's going on?
Look at those birds.
What did you do?
Purple ninjas!
It took quite a while for the pandemonium of birds flying into the classrooms to calm down. You should have seen it. They landed on the teachers' heads and flew off with the hats. And it worked perfectly. Well, as perfectly as a plan that can involve a bird landing on Mrs. H's head. Ava knelt down to help Mrs. H stand back up.
Oh, Mrs. H, are you okay? Said Ava. Oh my, what happened? What's going on and why does this room smell so terrible? Said Mrs. H.
Oh, it's a long story, but we're all safe now, said Ava.
But where'd my hat go?
Asked Mrs. H.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll get you a new hat, said Ava. After all the teachers and schools had been freed from the mind control, Principal Patel canceled the rest of the school day so that they could have the school professionally cleaned.
It smelled pretty bad
and could use a good cleaning.
Wow, great job, Spyology Squad. You guys saved the day and saved the teachers from being mind controlled.
Well, I don't think Dr. Stinky Breath is going to stop now, so we'll see you on the next adventure.
It's time for Spyology Squad shoutouts. I want to say hey to Navika, Mariah, Teddy, Dovid, Ezra, Henning, Carson, Jackson, and Lila. I'm so glad that you're all on Spyology Squad. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. If you want to join Spyology Squad, have your parents head on over to SpyologySquad.com. Fill out that free form and we will send that access card in the mail. We will see you on our next adventure. This is HQ, over and out.